Wendy Jenkins is spending Thursday morning at Hemming Park. It's where she normally goes after waking up and then again after breakfast at Clara White Mission. She used to stay in shelters, but says they feel like prison.
I sleep on the street. I have a hidey hole spot.
And how, how's that been lately?
Hey, it's not bad. I have a sleeping bag and a lot of blankets, and it's weatherproof, so I don't have to worry about the rain, and it's not bad.
Jenkins is a 48-year-old mom. On this chilly morning, she's wearing a fuzzy pink, orange, and purple scarf. She says she used to work construction.
My boyfriend of 14 years had a stroke in March of 2015. He lost his job. We couldn't afford to pay the bills on one income and ended up on the street.
Since then, they've split up, and she's been on her own. She's sitting on the cement ledge of a raised flower bed.
This right here. Where we're sitting at used to have benches right here.
She says that was before park management made changes.
So then everybody starts sitting on these little concrete walls, and they start putting up these little white picket fences so you can't sit on them.
In her letter to city officials titled, "Here's Your Solution to Hemming Park," Jenkins ended with, "Stop pushing us away and help us." She wrote it after city council this month made it easier for police to ban people who break park rules.
I just felt in my heart it's just wrong.
Jenkins wants the city to bring back the Downtown Day Resource Center. It was opened for the homeless as a one-year pilot that was extended a year, then closed in 2015 when the city stopped funding it.
Because you could go in there and take a shower, you could sit there and watch a movie if the weather was bad.
Jacksonville's Changing Homelessness CEO Don Gilman says Jenkins' feelings toward the center are widely felt.
They liked it. They thought that it helped them. It was a place for them to go. And about 50% of the persons that went there were connected to some kind of services that they hadn't been connected to before.
But she says most of its services were provided by other shelters, which have started offering more times to shower. Plus, she says just as many people hung out in Hemming Park when it was open, and it didn't meet one of its stated goals of lowering crime downtown. Gilman says people like Jenkins, who are single and middle-aged, have the fewest homeless services available to them because so much funding is directed toward veterans and disabled people.
How do we fairly quickly rehouse those people with moderate barriers? How do we quickly reconnect them to a job and income and get them back into a place that they can maintain in less than 90 days?
There aren't any city proposals to reopen the center.
Where do you place it? And how do you fund it?
A few weeks ago, Jenkins found out she qualifies for housing assistance from a nonprofit. But now she's on a wait list. Her main motivation for permanent shelter, she says, is her son's wife is expecting a baby.
I can't do this anymore. I don't want to be on the street anymore. I want my grandbaby to come see me.
Her full letter to city officials is at wjctnews.org. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.